It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
All right, I can't do it twice. I was just going to see if we could have a little...
Hey, how you doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy.
Giving me anxiety.
To one
I know.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy. I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge
yeah.
as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building, where it is a Thursday. It is 9/19/24. Hey, hey, what's going on?
So happy it's Thursday.
Yeah, this week went flying by.
Boy, did it.
I had to stare at the calendar this morning to get a grasp of where we were. You know, it's like I can look at my watch and see it's the 19th, but sometimes you want to physically see, like, where the days are plotting out. So you're like, oh, yeah, okay, there's next Friday, and then that's the last Friday of September, and then, yeah, there's October 1st. I don't know. It's weird sometimes when it's just you get a better grasp when you actually are looking at it, or am I just weird that way?
You're talking like the numbers, right?
Like well, I'm just like, calendar with- yeah, because I can physically see how many Fridays are left, what day's the
sure.
October 1st. You know, you can kind of just get a better mental picture of it.
Well, it's that weird one where you go, well, I know it's September 19th.
Sure.
But I also don't realize that that means stuff that's happening in October 4th, 5th, and 6th is real close.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks. So then,
right, you, yeah, you know, you just go, oh, wait, oh, I guess that is close.
Right, I don't know why that is, but I've always done that. We used to have a giant six-month calendar right when you walked into our house. Like, I mean, I guess they kind of call it a mud room or whatever. It's where the dogs sleep sometimes and, you know, one of those deals. It's a little entryway. And we used to put a six-month calendar up on the wall just to be able to kind of visualize, you know, how everything laid out. I don't know. Sometimes the numbers just don't do it for me.
I'm with you. I like to see it.
Guys, I'm going to give you $100 each. I'm going to give you...
It's good news.
Okay, you
good
can stop news. Right there. You can stop right there.
All you have to do is guess what I had for a snack last night. And I'll tell you, it was a little unusual.
What time?
that's going to help.
Fair question, actually. I did go to bed a little early last night, so I'm going to say 8 o'clock, I'm going to say.
8 o'clock.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, my initial reaction was pickled herring, but I'm gonna back off of that.
Boy, oh boy, never.
I'm gonna go with you had.
Yeah, dude, just say it. I mean, I think you just go ahead.
Man.
I know. I dare you. I dare you to just say it. Okay. I mean, just you know.
Can you give us a category?
Snack.
Well, yeah, thank you, Kevin. Snack category. I mean, I offered you $100. I'm not going to give you a hint. I'll give you hints
That's
for less
fair.
Money, you know.
$100. That is very fair, Jay. I'll just go ahead and say that you had cottage cheese and Triscuits before bed.
That's the breakfast this morning. I'm eating it right now, but...
Dang it.
I know, you're close. Steve, $100.
I will say raisins.
Okay.
What a great old person answer.
Okay, no, that's
he,
wrong.
He like took a shot at you without even trying.
Yeah, he's been doing it quite a bit already this morning. Very sarcastic, this guy.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine, Kevin? What did I say earlier today, Steve? Something about sarcasm. I just said something, and he goes, wait, are you being sarcastic? I don't usually pick up on it. I'm like, yeah, I'm just being sarcastic. I am awake. Now, guys, we don't have time to continue the game. You didn't win the $100. Sorry. I'll give you $1. No, I'll give you $5 if you. It's a candy.
Raisins.
Oh, nerd clusters.
Oh, nerd clusters. Kevin, these are great guesses. Kevin is on fire. But that's incorrect.
Oh, so he's not really on fire.
Yeah, but he's, you know what? Cottage cheese and Triscuits, that's a great guess because that's a very,
True.
Me snack. Nerd clusters, I have a 20-year-old son that's still living at the house. There's a good chance.
You've made it clear that you love those.
Yeah, there's a good chance that
he's... I mean, because there's not a lot of candy that you just come out and say you love.
No, no, no.
But when you said that, hot tamales.
Hot tamales, a great guess. Another candy that I love. Kevin's 3 for 3 and stuff.
You don't eat that before bed, though.
I mean, I would. I had some Red Hots. I had some Red Hots before bed, Kevin. Almost the same.
Yesterday?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know I'm crazy. Smarties, guys. Smarties.
Oh.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And I said, well, when I left this morning, this was yesterday, it was 32 degrees, and they both at the same time went.
32 degrees is freezing cold.
Kevin James.
Kids will never forget that. Kids who listen to the Jay and Kevin Show will never be in doubt of what the freezing temperature is.
It's educational.
Yeah. You're welcome, parents.
Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hey.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Kevin James. Kevin.
Well, I was so excited last night because it was the season premiere of Survivor 47.
Yeah, that's right.
And it started out hot. Oh, man, it just started out good. You were like, this is going to be a great season. I like the people who are on here.
Yeah.
They highlighted just enough people, and they were all interesting. And I was like, okay, I'm down with you, Survivor. This is great. Now, the trouble is I was watching it live.
Okay, yeah.
Which means commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's fine. And I'm making it, and I'm making it, and I'm making it. And then we get to the, I don't know, one of the challenges or something. And I'm dozing off a little bit.
Oh, no.
Dozing off a little bit.
Oh, no. Here we go. Yep.
I wake up towards the end of it to see some sort of drama going on. And I'm like,
dang it. You missed it?
Kind of confused. All right, whatever. Okay. Shake it off. Here we go. You can make it. All you
Shake
have to
it
do
off.
Is make it to the tribal council. And instead.
Right.
I did make it to the tribal council. Like the last, when Jeff Probst goes, first person voted out a survivor is. And he said the name. And I was like, oh, okay, so I know who got voted out, but I have no idea why or how.
Right.
Missed from the challenge to the tribal council, woke up to see the last thing. And I'm like, do I go back and watch it?
Because what time did it end?
10.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that thank goodness it's not till 11.
For me, about 9:40.
Right? That's a bummer, man. I almost started watching it last night. I was close. It was 8 o'clock, and I was like, okay, all the things are coming on. And I was like, oh, do I want to watch that, this, that? And then I was like, no, I'm not going to start any of this. I can't commit to it. So, you know.
Yeah, because you were saying you were ready for bed early last night.
Yeah, my wife was dozing off. She's had some long days. I don't know if you know, beginning of the school year, a little rough. So a lot of that. And I was like, should we just not? And she said, yeah, let's just not. And so we watched a rerun of Friends and called it a day.
That works.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun if they snuck a new one in?
Yeah, they're just like, whoa, I haven't seen that one. Why? Because it's never been seen.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I do have a question for you, Kevin. How did our local friend do on Survivor?
She seemed pretty cool. She wasn't featured a lot, which is a good sign, because that means you're not getting voted off right away.
Correct, yes.
And so, but when they did show her, I liked what she was doing.
Okay, and she was, she was a GU volleyball player, correct?
Yes, and what they list her as now is a flight attendant.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, that's good. You're right.
It is fun, though, watching Survivor, how over the years the jobs have changed. Because last night there's like a podcaster.
Oh, sure, yeah.
There is a social media influencer.
Oh,
there
boy.
Is a artificial intelligence researcher, something like that. I mean, just some of the jobs, you're like, oh, yeah, those are different.
Yeah. You'll notice that when they
Sue,
do.
Sue, who on season one, truck driver.
Right. You'll notice they do. They'll do that, too, with any of the reality shows. It's same like with, like, you know, I don't know, Bachelorette. Same sort of scenario. They'll be like, oh, he's a pet photographer. That was my favorite one this year. I'm like, what?
Really?
Whoa. Okay. He takes pictures of your pets for you.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Good morning.
By the way, Kevin, I think I found my favorite one from Survivor. International Brand Mentor.
That might have been the one.
International. Yeah.
Brand Mentor.
Brand Mentor.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Take that, Steve.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, take that, Producer Steve.
Yeah. Seems like a threat. Or something.
There's a radio host on there.
Really?
Yeah.
IT quality analyst.
That sounds fancy.
Mm-hmm. That's a cool job. I mean, yeah.
And I mean, important, too, probably.
There's a lot of just boring ones, but, you know, marketing strategist, slot machine salesman.
Whoa, that's interesting.
Yeah.
A slot machine salesman.
Yeah.
Well, you have to have a few good clients, I guess.
I would imagine, yeah.
Probably.
Doesn't take a lot. Aerospace technician.
It's not bad.
No.
Who is the slot machine salesman?
I don't know. Hold on a minute. Let me go back to where it was.
There's an ER doctor. That was kind of cool because people are all like, ooh, yeah, he's going to be good under pressure.
Right, you would think.
Well, no one said he was a good ER doctor.
I wonder, I don't know, if now that I'm looking at it, I hope this is this year. Jelinski? Is that this year, Kevin? Or are these just weird ones from past seasons, maybe?
These are, yeah, other seasons.
Makes sense, yeah. Okay, all right.
There you go.
Well, oh, yeah, that was season 46. Go ahead, Steve, off to your
fun
first
fun while
thought.
It lasted.
Mm-hmm. I guess so. All I got to say is I have booked my trip, so I'm very excited.
Oh, man, Steve's taking some vacation, Kevin.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
When?
Thanksgiving time.
Oh, that's the right time to go home, Steve.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. So,
and that's where you will be going home?
Yeah. So I booked my trip yesterday and taking a little vacay in November.
Are you like excited counting him down? You told King Peter, hey, I'll be home in 47 days or whatever it is.
Yeah, well, I said to him, I said, well, what do you think? I mean, how long you want me there, whatever. And he's like, whatever. You know, whatever you want to do.
How long you want me there is hilarious.
I don't know. And then he was like, well, I'm not going to pressure you, but you should really book the flight today.
Okay, yeah. I'm not going to pressure you, but consider yourself pressured.
But I just did.
Yeah, I love that.
And I said, well, you're kind of pressuring me now. And
yeah,
he goes,
right, yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah. So I did it, and
Was he worried that the plane would sell out or something? There'd be no seats available? I mean, what was he concerned with?
He's like, well, you know, the prices, they don't get any lower.
Yeah, okay. I mean, he's probably not wrong.
So I go, yeah, I guess I should. So I did.
Yeah, it's not like all of a sudden they dropped the prices. Hey, we're just kidding about that $400. We're going to let you go round trip for $215.
Right, yeah. And I do have to ask, is there I guess I really don't know the reason for like airport codes, but GEG, what is that? Does that stand for something?
Good question.
It's a great question. If only there was some sort of search engine to look and see if it would come up. The airport's code comes from its former name, Geiger Field.
Geiger.
Named after Major Harold Geiger. If only there was a way to maybe... Like, look it up.
Seems Harry like Geiger. You already did.
Oh, you know what? There it is. Oh, I see it. Okay, here, let me see what it says. The airport's code comes from its former name, Geiger Field, which was named after Major Harold Geiger. Huh. That's weird. I will say I do prefer...
They called him Harry G, and they were going to originally call the airport that. But
Harry G. Would be so great. I do prefer the, you know, ATL or, you know, MSP. Well, you can pretty much figure out what city you're going to, you know.
Yeah, that is nice.
You know, and then you go, oh, cool, Nashville, BNA. What?
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember what the Nashville DBNA is. I remember I have looked it up before.
If only there was a way.
Yeah. I used that way in the past.
Yeah.
But right now, I don't think my arm's going to.
No, not going to reach over there.
It is not going to reach.
It stands for Barry Field Nashville, the former apparent administrator. See, that's a bad reason. Mm. Like, just all of a sudden naming airports and their codes after the former administrator, Colonel Harry S. Barry. Harry Barry.
His name is not Harry Barry.
Harry Barry. Your parents were mean, dude.
That's not real.
How do they get BNA out of Harry Barry?
Never mind. It's a great question, Kevin. I don't know. Well, I mean, how do you get GEG out of Geiger? It's GEIG. And I mean, what do you do there? I mean, you're just making it up as you go along, I guess. Man.
Well, it's like abbreviating states, yeah.
Harry Barry. It's a great name.
Have you ever seen the comedian's bit about abbreviating states?
Yeah, that's hilarious. I don't know that guy's name.
I don't think I've seen that.
Ooh. Oh, man, it's a good one, Jay, where he just basically, you know, says they all got around the room and this will be the easiest thing ever. And they started out and, you know, well, we couldn't run into any problems with this. And then every single one was like, well, we just used that or we just did that. And
right.
It's very funny. I am not doing it justice.
Well, because it's like, MA, and there's like so many states you could use MA for.
Right, yeah.
We got to stop.
We'll come back to it. All right, we got to figure that out, yeah. Some are very obvious, and some maybe not so much, yeah. All right, well, great start, Steve, and congratulations on booking your flight. Did you choose your seat, or did you go the cheap route and let the airline choose it for you?
I guess it didn't even like give me the option, because I didn't select anything.
Oh, boy. Sure you did the right day, and you're still going home, right? You still got all that figured out?
I think so.
It'd be funny if you put in the wrong airport code.
Yeah, so how many days will you be gone?
A week.
Whoa. The Big
99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Today is also National Cheeseburger Day. Get a cheeseburger.
Okay.
Go over there tonight and be like, hey, man. It's National Cheeseburger Day. I just picked up an extra one. I thought you might want one. If you don't, no big deal.
Kevin James.
Boy, you really don't want me to make friends, do you?
Why not? Go to his house? Do you know where he lives?
I don't.
Okay.
Somewhere
just
upstairs.
Wait in the parking lot.
With the cheeseburger?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
In about 15 minutes, we're going to give you a chance at Thomas Red tickets. Yep, the concert is next year. A year from yesterday, actually. And we've got your tickets. Clearly win them before you can buy them because, you know, it's a year away. We'll do that in just a little bit. Entertainment news on the way in an hour. And right now, an audio vault for you. I'm only going to play this just because his voice. Chris Hemsworth.
I hope so. Yeah, that's the plan. We're in talks and just trying to figure out, you know, if there's a great script, if there's a story to tell, if there's something fresh and unique and something audiences don't expect, then I'm on board.
Yeah, Kevin, could you understand him?
Yeah.
You know, they just asked, do you want to do another Thor? Do you think there could be room for another Thor in your world?
I hope so, yeah. That's the plan. We're in talks and just trying to figure out, you know, if there's a great script, if there's a story to tell, if there's something fresh and unique and something audiences don't expect, then I'm on board.
I'm just thinking to myself, I like Thor, and I've always thought to myself, man, if there was only a great script and a story to tell.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just Chris Hemsworth running around doing Thor stuff is fine.
Well, and then they did Fat Thor already. That was pretty
that
funny.
That was fun. Yeah, that was great. Did you watch The Golden Bachelor yesterday?
No, sir. No.
Bachelorette, I guess. First ever Golden Bachelorette with like 24 dudes. What did you say? Wow. You wanted less than 30. Well, you've got it less than 30 for the...
Well, I wanted 15.
Yeah, less. Yeah. It's still probably too many for the Golden Bachelorette. But, you know, you get that many old people in a room, the comedians love it.
And for those watching at home, thank you for joining us for our after the initial rose on a new old season of the Golden Bachelorette. Or as it is also known, Love is Blind, partly deaf and frequently incontinent. What a program. Things are about to get steamier than an icy hot medicated patch. Look at this group. Every one of these men looks like the guy playing fetch in a dog food commercial, you know?
I mean,
that's funny.
Just joke after joke, I mean, after
just
joke.
Just rapid
like
fire, just yeah. going after it, yeah. Sorry about that, guys, but, you know, that's how it works.
Yeah, it's a good target.
Kevin, you did see who got voted off Survivor. I'm not going to say the name, just in case somebody,
don't do
you know.
It.
It is funny, though, whenever they do the interviews of the first people who get voted off, I feel like they all say the same thing.
Nobody imagines that they'll be the first to go.
Right. You're just like, I mean, that would be the biggest bummer ever. You are all the preparation and the interviews and the travel and all the things, and then see ya.
Yeah, it is weird. You don't and I think that's the thing. A lot of people are like, that's what I want to avoid, is not being first.
Right. Oh, I just can't even imagine. Because, you know, you're telling everyone probably that, you know, that at least you're on Survivor. You know, all your family and friends, you're like, man, I'm on Survivor. Just the lead up has got to be insane. And then all of a sudden.
But isn't that enough? One episode.
You made it through one episode and you fly home and they're like, how'd it go? You're like, but, you know, I mean, clearly I'm home. So I think you know how it went. So, yeah, that's kind of a bummer. You know what else is a bummer? Is when you have, we were going to play this yesterday. I didn't get to it. I don't know if you saw this, Kevin, earlier in the week. The woman who missed out on $1 million on Wheel.
No.
Okay, so I watched Wheel of Fortune. I hadn't watched Ryan Seacrest as the host of Wheel of Fortune yet. And he's, you know, Ryan's always excited and always has enthusiasm in his voice. And I'm in my mind, I'm wondering, like, will that wane? Or is Sajak sitting at home going, hey, man, put in 40, then call me about your enthusiasm. And he does a great job because he knows how to fill in blanks, talk to people, be personable. He does a great job with it. But then you've got the very first contestant that's going for $1 million and misses it. That's a different kind of...
Yeah, it is.
They're standing in front of you. You just showed them that they missed out on $1 million. And you're trying to make her feel better. Well, Kevin, since you don't know the puzzle, let me see if you can guess what it is. I'll give you the puzzle. It's a lot harder because you're not visualizing it.
Yeah, that's true.
There's three blanks.
Three blanks.
First of all, three words. Okay. First word, three blanks, then it's E-R-I-N and one at the end. So obviously it's, you know, E-R-I-N, most likely a G. The next two words are clearly some help because it's S-blank-M-E-H-E-L-P. So they're all basically all spelled out. So it's some help is the last two words. The first word is three blank letters, E-R-I-N-G. Any guess?
Wow. No.
Yeah, she didn't have one either. It kind of went like this.
Wondering some help, answering some help, finding some help, looking around for some help, boundary for help.
Take a look. Offering some help.
Offering some help. And
Vivian.
Guess what?
$1 million.
$1 million.
You were so close to that $1 million.
Ryan.
And let me tell you, $1 million is awesome. I've got a bunch of them.
You almost had it.
God.
You're right.
Okay.
Make her feel better.
You're still walking away with 27,000.
Oh, you're still walking away with 27,000.
Yeah, not bad.
That's a good hour's work. You're fine.
Mm-hmm. Suddenly, that doesn't feel as much, though.
Suddenly, you're right. Oh, man, that's a rough one. I felt bad for her, too, because you're like, you know, offering was, it wasn't that hard of a puzzle to solve. But, man, when you had $1 million on the line.
Yeah.
And she knew it could be $1 million because she'd already had that, you know, $1 million pie thing, you know, however that goes. But yeah, well, there you go. Missed out on $1 million and he had to make her feel better by saying, well, at least you got 27,000. You feel better.
Yeah, which most of the time feels really good.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah.
He was just offering some help.
Okay.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
One of our fellow employees made fun of me the other day because they drove the truck after I did, after the time that Kevin moved the seat all the way forward and I didn't change it.
Yes.
And they were like, who drove this last that the seat was all the way forward?
Kevin James.
You're like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That too.
I know.
You're like the all the way forward and all the way up guy, right? That's where you need to be.
I mean, I don't need to do anything.
On the big 99.9 wow. Coyote Country.
Wow. Just spicy. Just coming at you.
A little pumpkin spicy.
Yeah, just crazy right now. All right, we've got these Thomas Rhett tickets, so if you'd like a chance to win them, you can call right now, 509-441-0999. We're going to play a little wavelength game, Kevin. We'll get two listeners. Somebody gets to choose the partner. The other person is stuck with the other person. We have some categories to get through here. If you end up on the same wavelength as either Kevin or myself and win, you win the Thomas Rhett tickets. It's pretty simple. Thomas Rhett concert is 1 year from yesterday. Someone texted after we went to break there and said, when is the Thomas Rhett concert? That was funny. You said it's next year. And I'm like, well.
It actually is.
It's a year from yesterday. I know we don't normally, you know, promote ticket sales this far out, but TR's got kids to feed. So, you know, he needs to make sure he gets his concert sold out.
Well,
so, you know,
get the money in the bank before Christmas.
Right, yeah, you got to buy gifts and stuff and all the things. So 509-441-0999. Good morning, Chloe.
Morning.
How are you?
Good, you?
Very good, thank you. Chloe, we're going to play a little game called Wavelength where you try to match kind of the mindset of the other person on your team. You now get to choose your teammate. You can either choose me or Kevin. Who would you like to have as your teammate?
You.
Okay. Chloe and I are... She seemed very confident about that, Kevin. Uh-huh. Very confident. Alex?
Hi.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Having a little trouble hearing you, Alex. I don't know if you're on speaker, but you might have to speak up a little bit, buddy. All right. You're stuck with Kevin. I mean, you get to have Kevin as your teammate.
All right, is that better?
Yeah, you're doing great
now.
Yeah,
so nice. Much.
So much better. Thank you, friend. All right, yeah. Here are our categories. Alex, since you did not get to choose your teammate, we're going to let you go first here in just a second. What is the category, Steve?
Well, I think this seems very appropriate.
Okay.
Let's do Thomas Rhett songs.
Songs by Thomas Rhett. Okay.
Yeah, songs by Thomas Rhett.
Yeah, either way. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Thomas Rhett. Oh, boy. I'm going to write these down. Okay. One.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yep, I'm in. Okay, I have my three Thomas Rhett songs. So you just have the top three that come to your mind. Three Thomas Rhett songs. Alex, you get to go first. What are your three Thomas Rhett songs that you hope Kevin also chooses? I know. You got to think hard.
I think I'd have to go with As Beautiful.
Beautiful as You. Yep, that's his new one. Uh-huh. Good one.
So just like my top three songs?
Yeah, just your, yeah, just your, just whichever Thomas Rhett songs you think Kevin might say. Yeah.
Oh, Kevin?
Oh. That was fair. What a great realization there.
I swear I've heard you guys talk about
it
before.
Yeah, don't overcomplicate it.
Alright, so I'm gonna go Beautiful as You.
Mm-hmm.
Marry Me.
Right.
And Get Me Some of That.
Okay, all right, that's good. Those are good. Kevin, what'd you have?
Well, I was all over the place and we didn't match. I had Die a Happy Man.
Right.
T-shirt.
Ooh, I like it.
Oh.
My T-shirt right there. Your right hair. There. And Unforgettable for some reason.
Wow. Okay, well, no points, but that's okay. Very hard category. No points. Don't worry about it. Let's see how we do over here. Chloe, what were your three Thomas Rhett songs?
Die a Happy Man.
Mm-hmm. That's 2 points. I had that as number one. Yep.
Look What God Gave Her.
Ooh, it's a great one.
And Beautiful as You.
Beautiful as You. We got 4 points because I had Die a Happy Man, Make Me Wanna, and then Beautiful as You. So that's 4 points. Chloe, good first round. Hold on a second. We'll see what we do here in round two. It's 4-0. Wow.
Okay, I feel like that was kind of hard because you have to think of
titles of songs. That was a hard category.
So, do we go another hard one or do we do
make it easy.
Easier one. Okay.
Yeah.
How about How about we do like favorite decade or best decade, that type of thing?
Ooh, best just like decade. Pick a decade. Oh. Okay, let's see, decade. All right, I'm in.
I'm in.
All right, let's see. All right, let's see here. Chloe, best decade or favorite decade, what do you got?
Three of them or just one?
Three of them, please.
'90s, '80s, early 2000s.
Whoa, that's 6 points. '90s, '80s, 2000s. Holy smokes. Let's go, Chloe.
Oh, wow.
We are on a roll. Alex, let's see what you got for decades. What do you want here?
Oh, man. I think this is going to be rough because I know we have an age difference. I'm definitely going to start with the '90s because I've always heard good things about that era.
Sure, yeah. '90s yep, country. Big deal.
2 points.
And then I want to go. I want to go for the 2010s.
2010s
sounds like it's been a good era for him.
Okay,
I had that third.
All right, that's 3 points so far. Yeah, and
the '80s.
Yeah, I had that in my second spot.
So you guys got 4 points out of that. Nice okay. job. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, we have 10. I hate to brag, but I mean, Chloe's been crushing it. Alex, don't worry though. We have one category left. Steve, maybe we should make it simple. Let's not get crazy here.
Okay. Let's do newspaper sections, like sections of a newspaper.
Alex, do you know what a newspaper is?
Yes.
Okay. Just checking. All right. All right, I just want to make sure what we're doing here.
All right, easy, Jay.
All right. Okay, I'm in.
Yeah, did you like how I defined it by reversing the order of the words?
I did.
Newspaper sections, like sections of a newspaper.
Yeah, I get it. Oh, my gosh. Alex, what do you got for... Kevin, are you in?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, sections of a newspaper, Alex. Let's hear what you got, my friend.
So is news a category?
Yes, I would count that as a category. Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to go with the news then.
Okay.
And sports.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then I want to say the comedy section, like the old Snoopy and
the
stuff
comics.
Like that.
Yep. So yeah. News, sports, and the comics. Okay. Kevin, what'd you have?
I went sports, comics, obituaries.
So, of course you did. Of course you did. That's 2 points, so I don't know if that's going to be enough. Let's see here. I don't know that it is. Chloe, what do you have for sections of a newspaper or newspaper sections, whichever you prefer?
Classified.
Classified.
Comedy.
Mm-hmm. Comics, yep.
And the headlines.
In the headlines. I had sports, comics, and opinion. It's 2 points for us to give us 12. That's going to be enough for a victory. That's going to be enough for Thomas Rhett tickets for you, Chloe. Congratulations. Well done. Hold on for a second, and then I think, let me see. Alex.
Yeah.
Nobody goes home empty-handed. We don't want that. I'm going to give you an option here. You want to qualify for the Seahawks versus the Niners game on October the 10th? You want to qualify for a CMA flyaway, or you want Silverwood tickets for this weekend?
I'll do the Seahawks game.
All right, we'll qualify for the Seahawks Niners, and that game is on October 10th. That's what you. That's your reward for partnering up with Kevin today.
I knew he had my back.